You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Across the bay in San Francisco, there's something of a DIY community of artists who work in a fairly unlikely location. The group is the Hunters Point Shipyard Artists, and since 1983, they've plied their trade in a former U.S. Navy repair station. With more than 250 artists, it's now America's largest artists community. Twice a year, they put on a free showcase for the general public, and the spring open studios are happening this weekend. One of the artists on hand will be painter and printmaker Josepha Vaughn. Besides being internationally known for her work, she's the founder of the nonprofit organization ArtSeed, whose mission is to help young and disadvantaged people reach their full artistic potential. And in that, Josepha Vaughn draws from her own personal experience. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with Josepha Vaughn in our studios.
How would you describe yourself, like in your profession?
Well, I would describe myself as lucky. I was a youngster that was lucky enough to have free private art instruction when I was 11 years old. My sister's Spanish professor, she was in college, and she found out that her Spanish professor's wife was an artist. And I was always drawing. I drew, at the time, picture stories. So she took me over there, and I got to meet Pilar Rubin. She sat me down in front of a plaster head, you know, looked like one of those Roman soldiers that was actually her son, and gave me some charcoal and a piece of paper and said, draw, and left me there. And I drew. When she came back, she said, you will be a great artist. And she said, every Saturday you must come here. And I'm still in touch with her. And she was always there for me, not as a guardian, but as someone who would remind me that I had potential and that I needed to pursue that, even when I went through a year of homelessness as a child, based on parents that were older than most. They're really the age of, I was the last of seven, so I was unsupervised, and siblings did the best they could, but I was a little unmanageable.
Uh-huh. So you went out on your own? Is that
pretty
what
much
happened?
Right. I finally had no guardian. Had exhausted the guardian possibilities. I'd been living around with different people since I was 10. And with no guardian in Texas in those days, you can't continue going to school. So after 10th grade, I moved to Austin with my friends who were actually graduating and began auditing art classes. I was too young to take the GED and get in. But I did eventually do that, and I was very, very lucky. I began making work that actually helped to pay for my expenses. They had across the street from the main campus what they called the drag, and people would put their blankets out and sell their wares. I did that, and I did portraits at Astroworld when I went back to Houston.
Caricatures or something like that?
Right, that kind of stuff. And eventually got some rather large commissions and a good following, and could actually say I was supporting myself based on my work.
That's Josepha Vaughn. She is the founder of ArtSeed, which is an educational program for aspiring artists, and she has a studio at the Hunters Point Shipyard Artist Studios, which has an open house, open studios this weekend. I'm wondering if you could talk to me about the significance. What is the significance of the Hunters Point Shipyard Artist Studios?
Well, it's probably the only a community of that size. I mean, there are 250 artists in one place, several buildings. And the diversity of artists out there is really special. You have artists that are up in years. You have very, very young artists. You have artists of all colors and backgrounds.
Well, what draws you to want to have a studio there?
Well, it was, frankly speaking, not just that it was affordable. The person has kept, with the rents going sky high elsewhere, the rents have stayed affordable in 13 years. I have not raised the rent. But also, it's right across the hill from Bayview Hunters Point. And we've been very lucky with artists who have helped mentor children at the shipyard and have spent weekly hours working with children over the long haul. And some of those kids have come back and hugged me when I'm walking down 3rd Street. I don't even recognize them. Mostly these beautiful women. And I've told my assistants who may be at my side that this is your payoff. You know, you'll not probably ever make enough money, but you'll get this kind of reward, which is rare in most other fields.
And do you find that it's a supportive community for the artists themselves, for the people who are renting out the studios? Is it nice to work amongst other people who are pursuing their own creative visions?
There are unbelievable support system there. We have artists like Mark Allen Hamill, who also works with the Shipyard Trust for the Arts, that has made it possible for artists to be there through the redevelopment. And we have...
Because the whole shipyard area is being redeveloped by the Lennar Corporation.
Right. So it's going to look very different, and it could have happened that the artists would not, like elsewhere, be able to afford to stay, but...
Well, and even elsewhere in San Francisco, I understand that on Mission Street, that there's another artist collective that may have to move because of high rent. Just learning about that this week.
Right. And galleries have been, you know, just blasted all over. Whenever a community loses its families, loses its diversity, it's beginning to decline. It will decline and become degenerate. So Bayview Hunters Point is the next sort of front lines. And I think we can make a difference if we find ways to stay there throughout all of this. Oftentimes, artists make a neighborhood attractive, and then they can't afford to stay. They have to move on. And I think it's important to be able to visualize a kind of gentrification that remains authentic to a place's roots. And there's an artist, William Scott, African-American origin, who's disabled, lived in Bayview. His family had to move out, but they still come back to go to church. And he's worked with us since 2003. His pictures show a glamorous Bayview Hunters Point. That's still Bayview Hunters Point, with the families that were there, still there, with the artists coming there and being involved and realizing a mutual need, that it's not about anybody coming in there to colonize or help anybody. Bayview Hunters Point has an enormous amount to teach people about public space, about communication and trust, and I would just love to see it ventilated more.
That was artist and educator Josepha Vaughn speaking with KLW's Ben Trefney. Vaughn and about 140 other Hunters Point Shipyard artists have open studios this Saturday and Sunday starting at 11 a.m. Her program for young artists, Art Seed, has a fundraising art-a-thon in the Presidio beginning at 10. Find more details at klw.org, click on Cross Currents, and that's also where you'll find the work of William Scott that you just heard about.